Burnsville's new council member-elect, Judy Buchanan, says she's humbled by the support she has received.
The first thing I would like to say is that I feel very humbled by the support that I have received from the citizens of Burnsville. I was very pleasantly surprised by how much support that I did receive and am grateful that so many people believe in me and what I stand for. I am new at this, and I am definitely not a politician, so the first thing that will come is the learning process. I feel very strongly about preserving our way of life, especially with the growth that I think will come to Burnsville when the new road comes through. There's going to be things that have to have a long-range plan, such as the water, sewer, roads, and any other problem that comes up with new development. And I'm sure that there's going to be things that we haven't even thought of yet. I had concerns about some things that were done in the past, and that was one of the deciding factors in my running for the council seat. I felt that we all should have a voice in what happens in our town, and I hope to be one of the voices, and would also hope that everyone knows that I will be accessible for every citizen of Burnsville and will work hard and to the best of my ability for everyone.
Judy Buchanan, Burnsville's new council member-elect, will serve a four-year term. Voters also elected incumbent Doyce McClure to a four-year term, and Frank McFadden was elected to serve the two-year unexpired term of David Grindstaff, who resigned on July 5th. The swearing-in ceremony for Buchanan, McClure, and McFadden will be December 6th in the council meeting room on the second floor of Town Hall at 6 p.m. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.